looking at the job prospects out there today. So, folks saying in Blue City, for us, we're going to start way down at the end there. I remember back in the day when I started out, I was traveling around Reverend Gary Davis a little bit, and those are the records by Dave Van Ronk and Tom Rush. And it's great to see him over there.
I still have some of the 78s.
Yeah. Dave Bromberg collects 78s by Tom Rush. Complete collection? Good.
All right. Let's see, what can I do for you? I want to do a tune I haven't actually performed in a long, long time, so wish me luck. It's called Baby Please Don't Go, and the reason I like it is the story behind the song. What the song's about is if you went to prison down in the South back some decades ago, one of the unfortunate things about it was that your woman very often had to go back into one of the big cities and work the streets to survive. And that's what the song is about. The guy's saying, baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. Oh, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. Hurt me so. Baby, please don't go. There's no guitar?
It works really nice as an a cappella number, Tom.
Tom first recorded that, you know, the word on guitar.
Technology. A little too much up here. Okay. From the top.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go.
Yorma Kalkinen is going to play us a number here, my buddy Yorma. Well, back in the beginning, I was always fascinated by the old blues singers. Looking back on it, they weren't that old, you know?
No.
And then when John Hurt, Booker White, and Gary Davis were here, they were younger than we are now. Frightening. But David Bromberg had always been, he was a friend of Gary Davis's, and has a lot of funny stories about the Reverend. And Reverend Davis had a big effect on most of us. And David always came up with his own sound, and he's always been inspirational to all of us younger guys coming up. As was Tom and Yorma. You're doing great, Roy. So give us a good one, David.
Well, I thought I'd do some different stuff.
Yeah, good.
Do more modern blues, but still blues. The winter time is coming. Windows are filled with frost. I tried to tell everybody, but I could not get it across. I want to be your lover, baby. Don't want to be your boss. Just don't say I never warned you. If your train get lost, Since he's the moderator, there's nobody to introduce Roy, but I've known Roy for longer than either one of us wants to admit. And as far as people carrying the flame, and he carries the flame in more than one way. He knows more about some of those old blues than anybody, but he carries the flame by making it his own, and that's part of it too. Roy Bocan.
Thank you very much. We'll just keep going in this direction since I've been introduced. I'm going to do a tune that I learned from a 99-cent cassette I bought at a truck stop in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's called Rockabilly Near Greats. And it was a period of time when rockabilly music was knocking country music off the charts, so everybody wanted to be a rockabilly artist. So they had Porter Wagner and Little Jimmy Dickens doing rockabilly stuff. And the cassette was it was a bargain, and the music really sucked. But the last was a killer. And from a fellow I never heard of, his name was Jimmy Murphy. And he was from Knoxville. And he wrote this song, and it's been part of my repertoire ever since. It's actually on my latest compact disc, live at the Fur Peace Ranch, where Yorma holds court, and we teach guitar quite a few times a year, many of us. The name of the song is Electricity. I like saying it. Thank you. Okay, I'm the MC. Now, the Fabulous Wood Brothers, who I've never heard and I just met, and I'm looking forward to hearing them. I've heard some good things. We have mutual pals. And do it.
All right, thank you so much. We don't claim to have known any of the old blues guys, but glad to be sitting on stage with all these young ones. It's good. I'm going to do a John Hurt song or something. We learned from him anyway. No matter what I do, can't get along with you. Gonna take you to your mom on payday. No matter what I say, girl, I just can't find a way. Gonna take you to your mom on payday. Payday, payday. Gonna take you to your mom on payday. To your mama on payday. Well, there's a rabbit in the law. I ain't got no rabbit dog. And I'd hate to see that rabbit get away. Get away. Well, I'd hate to see that rabbit get away. Get away, get away. Well, I'd hate to see that rabbit get away. Always things that I don't know, but I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. And if I can, if I can, I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. And if I can, if I can, I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. To your mom on payday. No matter what I say, well, I just can't find a way. I'm gonna take you to your mom on payday.
Super. Well, we have another treat I've never heard, and I'm going to get up and tune my guitar after I introduce them, because I'm in open tuning, and that's a production for me. And not as young as I used to be. I'd like to introduce the Philadelphia, is that what you call it? Jug Band. What? Yeah, they named the city after these boys. Let's give them a big hand. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Most everybody who plays the blues started in jug band, but most of them get over it. All these guys probably did exactly the same thing. And if you go back to some of their early recordings, you hear an awful lot of stuff. And jug bands have stolen stuff from just literally everybody they could. And so we stole this one. Thank you.
Girl, I swear the perfume you're wearing made out of turnip grease. Every time your lips meet mine, you know it tastes like pork and beef. Even though you're wearing them certified high heels, I can tell you by the giant steps that you've been walking through them cotton fields.
Umbrella in your hand.
Well, he was saying that Yorm and I discovered that we both used to date that girl.
Really?
Good times, good times.
What was her name? Ashley
dated... Down home girl who just...
Ashley dated a girl named Gretchen... Gretz, and her and Goffredo owned the company.
Gretchen?
Gretz.
Gretz.
Gretz. Her Uncle Fred owned the Gretz Guitar Company, but I wasn't playing guitars at the time. Hey, Tom, do you know another one?
Okay.
All right, cool.
I don't know if I want to follow those guys. This is, David talked about more modern blues rather than traditional. This is in that vein. This is a tune that is, it's kind of weird to do with just one guitar because it's been a hit. Dozens of times in big, big production. It's called Drift Away. It's always done with, you know, horn sections and smoke machines and pole dancers and stuff. But the truck broke down, they couldn't be here. So this is what it sounds like with one guitar. The day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the lights through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
that off a mid-50s Folkways album called Snooks Eaglin, New Orleans Street Singer.
Yeah. Cool.
I always give him credit for it.
All right. Mr. B, what do you got playing for us here?
I was thinking it's Sunday, you know, and in the 30s, things have turned upside down, you know. I mean, in the 30s, Robert Johnson was not a famous guy. He only had one quasi-hit, Terraplane Blues, and all the tunes that people are crazy about today just died. And people thought of Bessie Smith as the most popular African-American musician of her day, but she wasn't. She sold half as many records as Blind Willie Johnson.
Yeah.
So, and there's something about church, black church, that is really inspiring. I mean, Campbell Brothers last night just...
Yeah.
This morning, too, our time, I missed it.
I'll tell you about it.
Okay. Anyhow, I'm a big Ray Charles fan, and part of it comes from my work with the Reverend. The Reverend always wanted to play guitar so he sounded like a piano, and I always wanted to get Ray Charles piano stuff on the guitar. And the relationship to what I was saying before is Ray Charles got in a lot of trouble for singing holy. The style of singing was church singing, but the music, the words were... what's the word? I'm having
secular.
Secular, thank you. I was having a senior moment there. See me hanging around. Well, I know all about the men you got across town, but still there's something, something makes me be. I'm a fool for you. Nothing but a fool. Boys, did you ever wake up in the morning and just about to break a day? Where your baby used to lay. crying. You cry like you never cried before. Oh, you cry so loud. You give the blues to your neighbor next door. Ever since you were 15 years old, I've been a fool for you, baby.
Tell you the story. This is a happy little song that I made up one day. I woke up feeling really happy about 11 years ago. And usually when a blues guy wakes up feeling that happy, he tries to suppress it. But before I had my Cuban coffee, my guitar was laying there and I picked it up and I made up this song. And it's called, what the heck's it called? It's Gonna Be Alright Someday. It's Gonna Be Okay. And inspired by what Reverend Davis called old-timey guitar picking. It wasn't his complex stuff, his church stuff.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all right someday. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be just fine someday. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. Drinking Cuban coffee every morning, ooh, and Irish whiskey at night. Walking downtown with my very best gal under the stars in the moonlight. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be okay someday. It's gonna be just fine. There'll be no more troubles or heartaches. No more worries or fears. This whole world's gonna keep spinning around without any sorries, without any tears. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be okay someday. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be just fine. I won't have to take no more losses, cause I'm only gonna have wins. My lucky number's gonna keep coming up every time that the wheel of fortune spins. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright someday. It's gonna be just fine. Don't worry about it. The Wood Brothers.
We're going to try an original song, try to keep it going. Same topic, I think.
Face down on the ground, and I
for one more day.
And them and me and all of you and the Philadelphia Folk Festival for being here for this long. Thank you.
were so very, very cruel. Now she's doing them to me. She must take us for a fool. Hey, listen. Your wife's been cheap on us. I think you had a good woman, but one that would both put you in the single arm part. Help me out, help me out. Hey, mister, your wife's been cheating on us. Oh, just like the dream on the other. Hey, mister, your wife's been cheating on us. Oh, hold the phone up, your phone's on full. Say, hey, mister. We both could try.